So let's review. In today's daf, we will learn Agadata teachings related to the Mishnah's teachings about the greatness of Mitzvah's Milah. The Mishnah taught, Rishub Man Karcha Omer, Kedayla Milah Shlai Nidla LaMoisha Had Tzadik Allah Maloisha. Mitzvah's Milah is so great that when Moshe did not give his son Eliezer a bris as soon as possible, he was immediately punished. The Gemara cites a brisa which elaborates, Amar Rebbe, Chas V'Shalom Shemoshe Rabbeinu Nisrashal Min Amilah. Moshe Rabbeinu was obviously not lax about the mitzvah of Mila. Elakach Amar, Moshe Rabbeinu said, Amal ve'etzei sakonehi. I cannot make the bris and then travel to Mitzrayim because it's dangerous. Amal ve'esha shleisha yamim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu amali lechshuv Mitzrayim. I cannot make the bris and wait 3 days for him to heal because Hashem told me to go to Mitzrayim. Elabemnei manenish Moshe, mipneishenes asik b'maloin t'chila. The reason Moshe was punished was because when he came close to Mitzrayim, he arranged for lodging before performing the bris of his son. The Braisa presents the opinion of Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Loi l'Moshe Rabbeinu bikesh satan laharig, el lo'i satanik. The satan came to punish Moshe Rabbeinu by killing Eliezer, not Moshe himself. The Mishnah taught, Rabbi Omer, g'day l'milah, shekol ha-mitzvah sha'asa Avram Avinu lo'nikr shalim ad shemal, shenemer hisalich lefanev ha-yitamim. Mitzvah's milah is so great that after Avram was only called Shalim after his bris milah. The Gemara presents a number of teachings about a person being tamim, trusting in Hashem, and not seeking to know the future. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Kala mas mima'atzmoi HaKadosh Baruch Hu mas mima'imoi. Whoever follows Hashem wholeheartedly, Hashem will act wholeheartedly with him and save him from all evil. The Gemara continues, Kol adam she'inu menachesh, a person who does not seek to know the future is brought into a place that even the malachi hasharis are unable to enter. On the other hand, if a person seeks to know the future because he's afraid of what will be, then Hashem will treat him midah keneged midah, and those fears will come true. The Gemara presents a related teaching from Shmuel. The reason Avram Avinu was punished that his children would be Mitzgalus Mitzrayim for 210 years is because he asked Hashem for a sign that he will inherit Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara presents two other opinions. Rabbi Valmer Belaza says, it's because he conscripted Tamid HaChacham and took them away from Tyre to help him in his war against the four kings. Rabbi Yechanan says, Shehifrish b'nei odom mili konis taches kamfi yashchina. Shenemar tenli hanefesh baruchosh kachlach. It's because he distanced people from entering into Klal Yisrael when he allowed the five kings to keep the captives. The Pasuk says Avram mobilized Yilidei Vesei Shmoina Asa V'sholesh Meirs, 318 men. Amr Rabbi Ami Baraba Eliezer Keneged Kulam. Eliezer was as strong as all 318 men. Ikda Amri Eliezer Hu Dechush Banei Hachi Hava. These 318 men actually refer to Eliezer, whose name is the Gematria, the numerical value of 318. The Gemara presents a related teaching regarding the greatness that Avram Avinu achieved through Mitzvah's Milah. V'Amr Rabbi Ami Baraba K'siv Avram V'K'siv Avraham. By Mitzvah's Milah, the letter He was added to Avram Avinu's name. B'tchila himlicha HaKadosh Baruch Hu al Masayim V'Arbom v'Shleisha Ivarim. B'Sayif himlicha al Masayim V'Arbom u'Shmoy Nevarim. As a result of Mitzvah's Milah, Hashem gave Avram Avinu control over the five limbs which are otherwise difficult to control. Elohein, Shtei Enayim, V'Shtei Aznayim, V'Roish HaGviya. The Gemara presents a related teaching. The Pasuk in Kehelet says, HaChachma toiz l'chacham ma'asar shlitim. HaChachma toiz l'chacham zu tshuva ma'isim tayvim. Ma'asar shlitim, shtei enayim, v'shtei aznayim, v'shtei yadayim, v'shtei reglayim, v'resh ha'gviya u'peh. Tshuva ma'isim tayvim strengthens a person even more than these 10 limbs. The Gemara concludes with a related teaching about the greatness of Avram Avinu. Omer b'zachari m'shur m'bishmol. Bikesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu lohitzi kohuna mishem, shenema, v'hu koin l'keil elyon. Shem wanted to give the kohuna to the offspring of Shem. Kivin shehikdim birchas Avram l'birchas hamakim, haitziya me'avram. Shnema vayibarcheyu bayom abarch Avram lekel elyon, koinish mayim ba'aretz, uvarch kel elyon. However, because Hashem gave a bracha to Avram before a bracha to Hashem, therefore Hashem gave the kahuna to the offspring of Avram, as it says in Tehillim. Nishba Hashem v'lo yinochim, ata koin la'olam, al dibarti malki tzedek. Because of dibarti, diburai, the words of malki tzedek, ata koin la'olam, Hashem gave the kahuna to Avram Avinu. And as the pasuk emphasizes about malki tzedek, v'hu koin, hu koin ve'in zar koin. He was a koin, but his offspring were not kohen. Hanulach perek haba nadarim. We have Baruch Hashem completed the third perek of Masechtas Nadarim, and we'll begin the fourth perek in Bein Hamudr in the next daf be'ezros Hashem.